The program, which is being implemented by FinTrack, a U.S. contractor that offers agricultural solutions to end hunger and poverty, is expected to increase incomes and food security for 180,000 rural families by 2015. $32 million has been set aside for the program. The program works in cooperation with government departments, non-governmental organizations, and private and public companies to increase smallholder productivity. It is also working with rural agri-traders to ensure all farmers have access to competitively priced inputs and can sell their products at fair prices. And according to project managers, the program is on schedule. Kutakwashe Ndoro, Deputy Director of ZIM AID, says the program is helping increase the productivity and profitability of small water producers engaged in the production of target crops and products.
And the program is aiming to generate new employment in agriculture. Our target is to reach a minimum of 150,000 rural households, which translates into 180,000 farmers. As we talk of today, the last quarter we were at 110,000 farmers.
Mr. Ndoro says moving towards commercialization has been a big challenge in Zimbabwe due to what he calls a donor dependency mentality.
Commercialization, it means you want to do things from a point of view that is market driven, whereby if you do something, you have to earn a profit out of what you are doing. That is from the farmer to all the players along the value chain to the final consumer. So the commercialization concept itself, it's not ingrained in the minds of people. Where it is ingrained, it's like people wanting to make super profit. People not wanting to build long-lasting relationships, because that is what is required in terms of commercialization.
He says despite these challenges, some farmers and traders who are participating in the program are generating new income streams from new activities, contributing to improved food security for their households, earning new income from both surplus production of food crops grown for home consumption and from production and marketing of higher value cash crops.
We used to have less than 10,000 suppliers of agricultural commodities to the market. Now we have got hundreds of thousands of suppliers which need to supply the market. And that's a challenge itself in terms of both the buyers of commodities, they are not used to that. The smallholder suppliers themselves, they are not used to that. That's another big challenge where you require a paradigm shift from the buyers so that they become focused to say they are now getting their commodities from many buyers.
The program has targeted the profitable production of livestock, food and cash crops. These activities are being implemented in all Mashonaland provinces, Manicaland, Maswingo, Midlands, Matabele North and South. Mr. Ndoro says households in these regions are engaged in various activities.
We want to connect farmers and businesses to reliable and lucrative markets. We want to provide improved access to credit and finance to players in the value chains we are working with so that we stimulate investment and production. The third issue, we want to introduce new technologies, because if we are talking of commercialization, we are talking of changing or increasing production and productivity. The fourth aspect is we want to target crops and products that maximize the yield and also that ensure that we have food self-sufficiency at both household and national level.
Through its $10 million Agri-Trade Fund, ZIM AID is providing credit to hundreds of rural traders, input suppliers and farmers through three partnering banks, Micro King Finance, KEBS and Trust Bank.
You cannot have commercialization without financing. So financing is essential at the farm level, along the value chain and at the consumption level.
There are some households which may not understand that farming is a business, but most of them access loans to improve their farming activities. Remarkable progress has been achieved in banana and paprika production, cattle rearing, small irrigation cultivation, and other rural-based agribusinesses.
When we came in, there were hardly any big, large-scale, small-order producers of bananas. Right now, we can proudly talk of that we have built the capacity of more than 3,000 smallholder banana producers, not only producing the Nzaraya peras or the old traditional bananas they were producing, but now they are producing what the market requires, high-tech, tissue cultured bananas, and they are producing them using the current modern technologies which allow them to be competitive to any banana market in the world.
Mr. Ndoro adds that they've broken new ground in some provinces where near derelict land has been converted into green belts through commercial farming.
In most of the areas which we are intervening, one that comes to light is our banana intervention in the Mutema Chibwe area. That one, 18 months ago, the whole of that scheme was derelict. If you now go there 18 months after, you will see a $1 million investment with thriving banana plantation, with economic activity taking place. And that wouldn't have been done by a private company.
He says such activities are reviving the agricultural sector in Zimbabwe. He believes that most of these projects need to be replicated nationwide to boost agricultural production. In some cases, projects which are spearheaded by international organizations usually collapse in African nations soon after the conclusion of donor funding. But in this case, households have not been getting donations from the United States Agency for International Development. They are paying back in full the loans accessed from banks. Mr. Ndoro says the Zim AID development model is sustainable.
We engage buyers of products, and the buyers of products have been there in Zimbabwe. They are here now. They are going to be there when we are away. And these buyers of products, they have capital which they have invested, and they need products to be flowing through their factory. The agricultural landscape in terms of suppliers of products, that's the one that is changed. Now that we are engaging now that buyer with the new supplier with the small order farm, there is now the relationship which we are building. And once there is that relationship, our purpose is to work ourselves out of the job, not to stay in the job.
It still remains to be seen whether this program will transform small water farmers into viable agribusiness people. These smallholders could not access credit and finance as commercial banks used to cater largely for the urban population. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.